From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Porter Goss has been tapped to be the next director of the Central Intelligence Agency. President Bush announced the choice this morning. Goss is a Republican congressman from Florida, widely respected by both Republicans and Democrats. As NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, that doesn't mean his Senate confirmation hearings will be easy.
When word first leaked back in June that George Tenet was on his way out, Washington began buzzing with speculation as to who might replace him at the helm of the CIA. The first name on many lips, Porter Goss. He's chaired the House Intelligence Committee for 8 years, and as President Bush pointed out today, Goss has hands-on experience, too.
He's a former Army intelligence officer with a decade of experience in the CIA's clandestine service. He knows the agency. And he knows what's needed to strengthen it.
Goss has already made clear he thinks change is long overdue at the CIA. In June, the House committee he chairs released a withering report accusing the agency of mismanagement, poor planning, and an aversion to risk. Goss hasn't spelled out what changes he would make, and at the White House ceremony this morning, he stuck to a brief, polite statement about how honored he is to be chosen. But earlier this summer, Goss revealed a bit more of his thinking. At a breakfast meeting with fellow Republicans, Goss intimated he favors a muscular counterterrorism policy, even at the risk of angering U.S. allies.
Fighting terrorism is not a popularity contest. A lot of people think that the purpose of the United States of America this day is to be loved around the world. Wrong. The purpose of the United States of America is to be respected for what we are.
Goss also weighed in on the age-old debate of preserving civil liberties versus protecting national security.
We're talking about the balance between privacy on the one hand and protection from Big Brother government, but we're also talking about the government's responsibility to protect our people. It comes down to the choice that, as my staff has said to me many times, between Big Brother and Dead Brother. And I think our first responsibility in government is to make sure we don't have any more Dead Brothers.
Goss served 16 years as a Republican congressman. That's troubling to those who believe a major cause of pre-war intelligence failures in Iraq was that intelligence got politicized. Jay Rockefeller, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, said today that putting a politician in charge of the CIA is asking for trouble. Senator Carl Levin, another senior Democrat on the panel, says he intends to use Senate confirmation hearings to grill Porter Goss about whether he can truly be independent.
I'm going to be asking what I consider to be tough questions, and if he answers them in a reassuring and convincing way, then that's one thing. But there was just too much shaping of intelligence by the CIA before Iraq. We had in the then director of the CIA, George Tenet, somebody who was basically telling the administration what they wanted to hear about weapons of mass destruction. We just cannot accept that situation.
The Senate Intelligence Committee is scrambling today to organize confirmation hearings as early as this month. That means the full Senate could vote on Goss's appointment in September, right in the final weeks of the presidential campaign. Today, some intelligence insiders questioned that timing and argued that it doesn't make sense to appoint anyone to the CIA job before the November elections. Admiral Stansfield Turner ran the CIA under President Carter.
By the time the nominee gets in office, it's going to be pretty close to the election. Therefore, the nominee will not have any real authority because everybody will be waiting him out to see if he's going to continue after the election.
Turner advises John Kerry's campaign on intelligence issues, and he says if Kerry wins, he'd probably want to appoint his own CIA chief. That's a scenario President Bush obviously hopes won't come to pass. When the president announced the nomination today, he made no mention of politics and stated simply that Porter Goss is the right man to lead the CIA. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.